How to modify your thoughts in order to modify your mind and emotions. Have you ever thought of what brings joy into your life? I mean, really spend time going over those things that elevate your mood or change the direction of your thought to those that bring joy. It could be the first time your child says your name, landing the job you've always desired, or the exhilaration of embarking on a new trip. It is a word that evokes a variety of images for every one of us. And, unfortunately, it is a sentiment that is frequently overlooked in the midst of life with a chronic condition. Rather than that, the attention shifts to managing discomfort, adapting to a new lifestyle that was never requested, and attempting to make sense of the unknown. With all of this happening, how can one ever regain a sense of joy? In English, the word joy has a dual meaning. On the one hand, it implies joy. A youngster is joyful when she bounces up and down in her bed, plays with her sister, eats her food, or does whatever she can to ensure she is in her secure environment. Joy is the wish to be cheerful indefinitely. It is not a term that is frequently used. Rather than that, if you feel unhappy, upset, or just plain angry, here is generally where your stress would be directed. However, if you learn to use joy as a focal point, such as in your kitchen, and view it as a simple term with a lengthy history of meaning, you may come to view joy as something we can control. One of the primary factors that prevents you from exercising control over your delight is the word joy. The other significant issue is that the term joy has been around for so long that it has become ingrained in our culture's lexicon. It has been ingrained in our vocabulary and has acquired a variety of unpleasant implications. You could refer to oneself as a pain in the neck, attempting to explain why you're upset, furious, or why your painful tooth isn't mental. What are you prepared to undertake in order to exert control over your joy? Stress is always a reaction to an external circumstance. It is merely a mental reaction to a thought. It is your notion that is being assassinated or shot directly into your nerve system. Stress is the annihilation of your thinking. You have control over your tension as long as you have control over your thoughts. Stress, like joy, must originate within you. It must originate from within because it is a response to your environment. When you are unable to respond to your environment, you are left with nothing to respond to. You must respond to your environment in order to enter its presence. You cannot allow yourself to enter and then exit your environment because it does not exist. You must remain long enough to regain control of your thoughts in order to regain control of your tension. To be manageable, stress must be brought in from the outside. You must allow yourself to enter your environment in order for the stress to escape. It is impossible to release stress through outrage or anger because it does not exist. Stress is caused by your stressful thoughts and feelings, which you have no control over. If you feel stressed, it is because you are thinking negatively. This is not due to an allergic reaction to a bee sting. Thoughts and emotions are both forms of energy, and energy never expires. You cannot turn off tension. You cannot eliminate stress. All you can do is alter your thoughts. Thoughts are a form of energy. It is your energy, not tension, that is causing you stress. To alter your thoughts, you must transform your energy into other energies. Stress and thoughts can be managed by requiring you to perform a visualization exercise. A visualization is a concentrated stream of thought, frequently including a series of concentric rings. To regain control of your stress, envision yourself growing calmer and peaceful until you achieve calmness. The more circles you enter, and the more time you spend in the center, the less annoyed and angry you will feel. Eventually, you will experience a state of tranquility devoid of anger, concern, or anxiety. You can picture that as you progress through the visualization, you will become increasingly tranquil. By being in your anger and anxiety centers, you obstruct your capacity to calm down. And the more angry you are, the more obstructive your ability to calm down becomes. The more irritated and enraged you are, the less serene your visualization becomes. The longer you remain in the visualization, the less distressed you will feel. The more at ease you are, the more blocked you are. You return to the center and repeat the visualization. When you are unhappy, you feel less calm, and vice versa. This can be visualized in any way you like. As long as your ideas are altered, you can alter your energy. The more at ease you are, the less irritated you will feel. Management of energy. What an incredible present to give oneself in the midst of a stressful existence. When you feel stressed or out of sorts over your diagnosis or treatment, spend a few moments with a simple visualization. Bring your attention to your favorite vacation location or moments from yesterday that brought a smile to your face. You will find by focusing on the joy that is present in your life a subtle but noticeable lessening of the stress you had just a few moments ago. You will be able to transform your stress and change what was a painful thought into one that is uplifting and life-enhancing. Wouldn't that make a difference in your life?